proclamation number 4847 dated the February 26, 1950. The process of Christ's return. Ascension. My return, my coming at the end of the world, is being doubted by those people whose faith is not entirely firm. And yet, they would be able to recognize the individual phases of the end time and also perceive my presence simply by being observant. I will remain with you always until the end of time. Single quote: these words alone should be sufficient for you to form a correct idea of my return. The fact that I am not visibly in your midst should therefore allow you to understand the spiritual meaning of my words. I am staying with my own until the end of the world. For, since my ascension to heaven, I have been present to them at all times and everywhere. For I said, I will remain with you. Hence I was spiritually always with my own and will remain with them until the end of time. However, in those days I informed people of my return, of my coming in the clouds. Consequently, this return should be understood such that people will be able to see me, just as my disciples saw me ascend to heaven. Spiritually I am indeed always with you humans if you prove yourselves worthy of my presence. But I will return bodily, albeit not in my earthly body, yet nevertheless visibly to those to whom I want to return. But since I announced my return, you humans can also expect it with certainty if you believe my word and belong to those who will experience the final end. I did not make this promise without reason before my ascension into heaven. I foresaw humanity's spiritual state during the last days. I also saw the tremendous adversity of the believers who want to remain faithful to me and who will be put under extreme pressure. And I saw their struggle. The most severe battle people will have to fight for the sake of my name. I saw their will and the great danger of having to stand firm amid devils. For this reason I promised to them my personal help, which I will indeed render when the time has come. I myself will come to my own and support them in the last battle. And thus many may be able to behold me. For I will always be present where the adversity is immense and my own need me. They will see me as a human being of flesh and blood, yet not born of a woman. Instead I will come from above and clothe myself with a visible form for you, so that you will be able to endure me. And everyone beholding me will be permeated by strength and survive the last battle on earth. But then I will come in the clouds in order to fetch my own home into the kingdom of peace. This coming will take place in the same way but in reverse to the order through which my ascension to heaven happened. I will descend to earth in radiant light, yet enshrouded by clouds in order to be visible to you, and gather my own in order to save them from utmost adversity and distress on part of the underworld's demons as well as from the ultimate act of destruction to which everything alive in, on and above the earth will fall prey. However, this coming in the clouds will also only be visible to those who belong to my own, for my adversaries' followers will be unable to see me. It will be a spiritual return and yet also physically perceptible, but only by those who are spiritually reborn, who have a profound and living faith and therefore also accept both my constant presence until the end of the world as well as my visible return without doubt, because they are taught by their heart, the spiritual spark in the person, and consequently belong to those with whom I will remain until the end of time. They believe that I will come back and I will not disappoint their faith. Amen.